And let me just go ahead and answer this question. Because people say, yeah, but they blocked us down and we're not having church gatherings. So what about Hebrews 10:25? I mean, the Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. You know, aren't we sinning by forsaking the assembling? Well, I don't know about you, but I haven't forsaken the assembly. And I'm not talking about the fact that I'm standing here preaching. I'm saying Verity Baptist Church and the 200 people that made up Verity Baptist Church, it's not like all 200 of our members all got backslidden on the same week and just quit church. Because that's what that verse is talking about. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. It's talking about people quitting church and they're leaving church. They're forsaking the assembly. And I believe you could apply it to people just skipping out on church services because it says, as the manner of some is. As the manner of some is means that some people have developed a habit, have developed a manner of forsaking the assembly. I haven't developed a manner of having the coronavirus not allow me to congregate with the rest of church. How could I develop a manner or a habit of doing that when it's only happened one time in my whole entire life? So this verse is not applying or talking about a pandemic that is not allowing us to gather together. This verse is talking about people who are choosing to forsake church, okay? And a lot of the same people that are complaining right now about us not having gatherings are the same people that weren't showing up to church when we were having gatherings. That's who that verse is talking about. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. That verse doesn't apply to people who love the Lord, who want to come to church, who are waiting for the day that they can come to church, but they're not able to because of this epidemic, because of this pandemic. And let me just say this. Let me be clear. Why are we not able to come and gather in church right now? Because of the coronavirus. What is the coronavirus? It's the judgment of God upon this nation. And it's the judgment of God upon this world. You know why we can't be gathered together in church? Because God is judging the world in such a way that is not allowing us to do that. You think God is holding us accountable for that? I mean, let me ask you this. Do you think Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you think that they were in Babylon just keeping the Sabbath days, keeping all the feasts, doing all the sacrifices that the Levitical law commanded them to do? Of course they weren't. Well, why weren't they? Because they were under the judgment of God. They were in captivity. But did God hold that against them? No, Daniel was one of the closest men to know God. God was highly working in the life of Daniel. God did not hold it against Daniel that Daniel was not able to do certain things that God commanded him to do because he was experiencing the judgment of God upon not Daniel's life, but upon the nation. The nation was experiencing judgment. So look, our nation is experiencing judgment. And because of it, we're not able to gather together in groups. God is not holding you accountable for that. God is not mad at you for that. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together is talking about people getting backslidden and quitting church. And that's not what happened here. There are many people that are looking forward to the day when they can get back to church. So here's